Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us in studio to kick things off, as a matter of fact, no pun intended. If you are a fan of Sporting KC, you have heard this man a lot while you're there at Children's Mercy. He is the stadium voice for Sporting KC. Welcome in John Dale, because, John, you are here not to talk about soccer, not to talk about what's going on with Sporting this summer, but it is because this weekend is the American Heart Association's KC Heart Walk going on downtown at Power and Light. First of all, thank you so much for being here. How you doing?
Mike, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. It's a real joy to be here and to be talking about the American Heart Association Heart Walk this weekend.
It's important, and I'm sorry, Jamie.
Yeah, no, go for it.
But I know it's important to you because, let me see your wrist.
Yeah.
Let me see your wrist. You see that? Yeah. That's an EKG reading.
That's right.
Yeah. Why do you have that?
Well, I had a 99% blockage in my right coronary artery, fixed with two stents last October. And someone my age, I'm in my 40s, it's not typical that you think, okay, someone in their 40s suffers from heart disease and is 1% away from having a cardiac arrest. We were aware of the situation, but we weren't aware of how urgent or emergent it was. And thankfully, I listened to my body, recognized I had heart pain, went to the ER, and they were able to fix it with a heart cath rather than having to saw open my chest and do it that way, which is way more invasive. So I underwent 13 weeks of cardiac therapy, and my nurses were amazing. And I told them I was thinking about getting a tattoo of my EKG on my wrist, and they were like so excited, and they were like, "Hey, we'll print it off for you, and we'll find the best one." And so they were so great.
Have they heard that one before? We're gonna print off your EKG.
Yeah, right.
For
right. So that was new to them. And so I went and got just a small portion of my final cardiac therapy EKG on my wrist. And it's there to remind me that I need to be around for the people in my life that make it so rich. And so I can celebrate their successes and be a part of what it is that they're doing. My friends and family and all the different communities that I'm involved with here in Kansas City. And so that's why it's there. And plus, I'm right-handed. So every time I bring anything to my wrist, eat or drink, I need to know it's heart healthy.
Can you talk a little bit more about the signs that you may or may not have had or your history of heart disease or not? And then I want to talk about what it's like for other people.
Right. Well, for me, it's almost entirely genetic. I can control 15 to 20% of my health risk through diet and exercise, which I do. But 80% about is genetic. And it's just, I got bad genes. So for me, the most important part of my treatment plan is just taking the medication and being diligent about that. The signs that I recognized were heart pain, right around the heart where you'd expect it to be, and it wasn't severe. It wasn't like I answered no to all of the subsequent questions. Is it radiating and so forth? But these were the pre signs to a heart attack, a heart event, and so I called my cardiologist nurse, and I was like, hey, you know, I'm feeling this pain. And they're like, yeah, you should go to the ER. And I'm a male. So I was like, well, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do that.
Yeah, right.
We don't do
no
that.
Doctors no doctors ever.
I'm fine.
So I finally was convinced to go to the ER. And I'm glad I did, because I didn't know how emergent it was. I was very, very close to having a severe cardiac event, one with which I may not have recovered. But I'm grateful that we, you know, were able to get in and get it taken care of. And I'm here today to remind everyone in your listening audience to please just get your cardiac, your heart checked on an annual basis. Get your blood taken, get your LDL and cholesterol numbers checked out. And if your doctor prescribes you a treatment plan, follow it.
Oh, follow it. Okay. Yeah.
Men.
Yeah. 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 That's us.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm fine. I can have a steak and a whiskey. I'm good. I'm fine.
Right.
The American Heart Association's KC Heart Walk going on this weekend on June the 15th at the Power and Light District. There's a 1 mile, a 3 mile, and a 5K. The walks are free to attend. There's a registration fee. If you want to get into the 5K run, go to kcheartwalk.org. What are you doing?
I'm going to walk the 3 mile walk. I've been a distance runner my whole life, which is another surprising reason why I suffer from heart disease. You know, I've been running distance, you know, races my entire adult life and was an athlete in high school and so forth. But I've been training to run. I did the trolley run in April, which is sort of my goal after my event, my heart cath in October. So I trained really hard and ran the trolley run in April, which is a 4-mile run. But I've been training to do the run on Saturday, but I sustained a little bit of a knee injury. So I'm just going to walk and take it easy.
Hey, it's been a rough season for Sporting KC. I know there's been a ton of injuries. Even the stadium voice has got a knee.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, but for them, it's not my knees they're worried about. It's the throat. It's the voice. So, but that's good. That's all good. But I'll be there, and I'm there to help raise awareness for people in Kansas City to make sure that they're taking care of their heart, and we of course want to honor those people who have survived cardiac events and remember those we've lost to cardiovascular disease, because it's one of the leading leading causes of death in the United States.
And let me say again, I'm not picking on you men, but yes, I am going to for a second. So my dad died of a heart attack very suddenly with no signs of heart disease before that. And let me as one of those guys that didn't like to go to the doctor. And there had been signs, but you guys just like to work and you don't like to go to the doctor because you're afraid they're going to find something. And so let me make another plug for just getting your annual physical, because it's amazing what that stuff will turn up if you just go and get it checked out. For people that know they have a history, and I know you're not a doctor, but for those that I know I have heart disease in my family now, clearly, what kinds of things should they be doing to kind of fend that off ahead of time?
Right. You've got to be seeing your doctor on an annual basis. You've got to be getting a blood panel, a lipid blood panel that will tell you your LDL, your overall cholesterol, your triglycerides, and so forth. And then doctors will be able to mitigate those symptoms with a treatment plan. Most of the time it's medicine, like a statin medication, a Repatha, some other type of drug, or a combination of drugs, or it's diet and exercise, or all three. Those are the types of things you absolutely need to be doing on an annual basis. And it wasn't until I turned 40 and I changed employers and they made us get an annual physical that I even knew that I had heart disease, so that I had high cholesterol. I hadn't had a physical since I was a high school athlete. And so my new employer was like, you have to get one. And so I went and got one, and we tested my cholesterol, and it showed up really, really high. And so we were able to take steps, to mitigate those. But catching it before you have a cardiac event is key. That's gonna increase your chances of survival. And so, Jamie, you're absolutely right. The things you need to be doing before you have that sudden cardiac event are all the things you need to be doing in order to sustain your life.
Wicket, when was the last time you had a physical?
10 months ago.
Okay.
I have
way
my
to go.
My next one is coming up. Actually, I had two done. Weird. I had one in home for new insurance purposes, and then my actual doctor one came up. So I had two within 4 months of each other.
Yeah.
And my blood pressure is really low. Even working with you, my blood pressure is really low.
What is that supposed to mean?
Yikes.
Let's move back to John Dale, the stadium voice.
Because I see what you eat. Hold on a second. Mr. Pop-Tarts the cupcake that's in front of you right now.
There are cupcakes out here. I did not bring these in. Whatever. Someone put these out here.
Couldn't resist, huh?
They are the orange cupcakes. They are out here. I didn't do it.
How much coffee today?
This is a cup four, actually. Uh-huh. This is cup. I have a newborn.
Somehow it's my fault.
The stadium voice of Sporting KC, John Dale, in studio. The the American Heart Association's KC Walk is this Saturday at Power and Light. A 1 mile, a 3 mile walk, a 5K run. What does it mean to be a virtual walker if you can't attend in person?
So this is just a way to be able to be a part of the event. If you aren't able to be in Kansas City with us, you can sign up online. You can be a part of a team, a giving team. I mean, the reason we're having the Heart Walk is to raise awareness, and then of course to raise resources for the American Heart Association to continue to spread awareness about heart disease and ways to treat those types of symptoms and to mitigate, the deaths that we see from cardiovascular disease. So all the information is there online to be a in-person walker or a virtual walker. It's this Saturday, kcheartwalk.org, and pets are welcome if they're on a leash. They can bring them.
My dog,
the whole family.
My dog Bowie would be terrible at this event. Oh my Lord. But can you walk with your dog?
Absolutely.
If it's on a leash, can you bring your stroller? Can you walk with your baby?
Absolutely.
It's free to attend.
Everyone is welcome, and we're expecting between 7,000 to 8,000 people, so it'll be a big party. And down at the Power and Light District, it's going to be a lot of fun. So please come out and support cardiovascular awareness and support with the American Heart Association.
You can walk for free. It's a family-friendly event. We just told you about the dogs. There's going to be giveaways, kids zone, all that stuff. Get more information, kcheartwalk.org. John, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for sharing your story. Have fun with the event this weekend.
Jamie, Mike, thanks for having me.
Have fun.
John Dale, stadium voice of Sporting KC in studio again. The American Heart Association's KC Heart Walk going on this Saturday in the Power and Light District. More info, kcheartwalk.org. It's midday with Jamie and Wickett.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.